This is Wild About Utah.
One of the most important services of the Bridgeland Audubon Society is the engagement of the public in participatory science. Starting with the first Logan Cache County Christmas bird count in 1955, we have encouraged novice and advanced birders within the designated 15-mile diameter watch circle to participate from home. Then, in mid-February, everyone can participate in the Great Backyard Bird Count from anywhere. The great thing about bird watching from home is that it is so conducive to slow birding, which, like slow gardening, has a tremendous advantage of allowing one to notice and savor more at a relaxed but productive pace. Participatory science used to be called citizen science and then community science, but the emphasis on participation highlights that we are contributing to something large and impactful for which we don't ask what science can do for us, but what we can do for science. There's a vast universe of participatory science programs which can be found at the SciStarter.org clearinghouse, including Zooniverse.org, for which participants can help online by examining photos. Some of the most popular apps include iNaturalist, which allows anyone anywhere to document plants and animals and to get assistance with identification. The Cornell Lab of Ornithology's eBird app is the world's largest free online and mobile-based participatory science project for recording and mapping bird sightings. Recently, I shared a story about noticing a downy woodpecker consistently taking black oil sunflower seeds from the hanging tube feeder and inserting them in a deck railing knot hole for ease of opening. I learned that this was not considered to be tool use, but it's certainly clever problem solving by the wildlife right outside my window. Then, during the Christmas bird count, I observed the second Rocky Mountain Junco to be included in our report, the first being in 2023, when National Audubon confirmed the subspecies identification from my photo. Bird watchers out in the field are less likely to have the right lighting or enough time to distinguish the dark-eyed Junco subspecies, so it's pretty exciting to realize that the home sector has one more to look for, in addition to the Oregon, Slate, Pink-Sided, and Gray-Headed varieties. The most interesting thing I noticed this year was that the northern flicker clearly has an understanding of gravity and a sense of object permanence. Time and time again, I notice that they cling to the bottom of the hanging suet cage while pecking at the food. Then they check their upturned belly for crumbs before flying down onto the deck to pick up the escaped crumbs. We already knew that corvids like crows are very clever tool-making problem solvers, and we know that chickadees have tremendous memories for the thousands of seeds stashed here and there. That's 1,000 seeds in one day and up to 80,000 seeds the fall season. And there's a study in which hornbills were taught to follow where a treat was hidden, thus revealing that they have object permanence. They know the treat did not vanish just because it was hidden. But there's just nothing like noticing something new right outside your own window and wondering if it's been documented by science yet. I hope you'll consider participating in the Great Backyard Bird Count. The resources posted with this podcast include a free, self-paced eBird class from the Cornell Lab. I'm Hillary Shugart with the Bridgeland Audubon Society, and I am wild about slow birding in Utah.